As you know, the fourth Sunday of Easter is called Good Shepherd Sunday because we are given the image by our Lord in the scriptures this day, this weekend, our Lord's own self-description as the shepherd. It's a touching image. In fact, I believe it is the most depicted image of our Lord that we have discovered so far in ancient Christian iconography. The catacombs, drawings of our Lord, depict him as the shepherd more than any other. And it is a touching image, but it's more than that. This isn't just sentiment meant to make us feel a little warm. It's a very vigorous image. Think of it this way. What is the fate of the flock without the shepherd? They are vulnerable in the extreme. In fact, our Lord, describing his own death, quotes scripture and uses the same image of the shepherd when he says, "I will strike the shepherd and the sheep will be scattered." Sheep without a shepherd are leaderless, defenseless. They will break up. Their unity will go and they will be prey to predators and they will be picked off one by one. In fact, our Lord, seeing the crowds on the shores of the Sea of Galilee, sees them as harassed and dejected, says the Gospel, like sheep without a shepherd, leaderless, rudderless, confused, suffering because they are having difficulty making sense of themselves, making sense of their sufferings, making sense of their lives. Sheep without a shepherd are in a terrible situation. Because our Lord's own sacred heart, his own passionate love for his creation, because that love is so deep, he comes to shepherd you and me. He is the good shepherd. Not only does he go ahead of us and calls us by name, "Follow me," he says, "and I will lead you to paradise." Not only does he go ahead of us, he's also the one who personally protects us. Your good shepherd goes with you. It is the good shepherd who guards your faith. St. Peter refers to us, all people, as the sheep who have strayed and have come back to the shepherd and the guardian of our souls. That's the image of a shepherd that's not just sentimental. He is a guardian. He is there to protect. When I was a boy, 11, 12, 13 years old, and just beginning to think to myself, what is it that God made me for? What made me start to think of priesthood was the need of the people of God for shepherds. Something in me reacted to that image of the Good Shepherd, which is Christ himself. Something within me responded to it with the question, what happens to the sheep without a shepherd? The church needs shepherds. Christ calls forth from amongst his own those who would exercise his shepherding. Because it's not just invisible the way Christ guards and leads his flock, his sheep, us. He does it not just within the soul, invisibly. He also shepherds us visibly, sacramentally, and that is priesthood. And I say that not because God chooses the best. I can promise you from my own internal personal experience, that is not the case. Saint Thérèse of Lisieux, our patron, said, God does not choose those who are worthy, but those whom he wants. Sometimes he chooses the least likely and the most unworthy, precisely in order to make it clear it is not them, it is him who is shepherding his sheep. My brothers and sisters, Good Shepherd Sunday is Vocations Sunday, and I call you to pray for shepherds, beginning with our Holy Father, Pope Francis. He is Peter, the chief shepherd of the flock here on earth, the vicar of Christ himself. Pray for him. His flock encompasses all of us throughout the world. He is called by God to lead the whole of humanity to the Father. Pray for him. Pray that his voice is heard throughout the world. I don't just mean those bits of what he says that appeal to the media or appeal to a particular way of living, but all that he teaches and the meaning that he is referring to, not a distorted or a twisted meaning, but what he is actually saying. Pope Francis is quoted more than any other pope, far as I'm conscious. He's also misquoted more than any other pope. His words are twisted and distorted. Pray for him, because his call to the world is a call to come back to Christ. And that is the work of a shepherd. I ask you to pray for the whole College of Bishops. In a sense, we're very conscious in this diocese at the moment of the necessity of bishops, precisely because we are still becoming accustomed to our bishop, who has only been our shepherd for the last few months. Pray for him. Pray for all shepherds, all bishops throughout the world, because their calling from God is for the well-being of their sheep. It's for us. It's for you and me. They are a gift from God that our souls may be guarded and protected, that our faith may be built up rather than simply suffer the winds and arrows of outrageous fortune, as somebody once said, the storms of living, that our faith remains strong, reinforced, renewed, deepened in understanding, and pray for vocations to the priesthood. Because if the flock is without a shepherd, the flock suffers. I knew as a teenager that I could not, it's not a criticism of anybody else, but that I personally could not go into a monastery, for instance, because something within my soul was saying the flock needs shepherds. Others are called to the monastic life. Thanks be to God, because we draw on their love of God, their commitment to him. But I knew there was a call within me from him which said, the flock needs shepherds. The people of the church need priests. I know how much I have received from the priests whom God has given to me as a child, as a boy, and as a young man. The encouragement they have given to me, the leadership they have given to me, the teaching, the sacraments that they have poured out that have strengthened my own love for God and my own faith. You and I know from our own experience just how deeply we need shepherds who are passionately in love with God. As a consequence of loving God, look at the flock and say, the flock needs a shepherd. Christ, the high priest, needs to be visibly present, that what he has done for us may be poured out on that flock, on the sheep, that we may have one who will lead us to the kingdom of heaven. My brothers and sisters, pray for vocations to the priesthood. Ask the Lord to raise up a shepherd from this parish. To our young men here today, when I say young, I mean anyone under 40, 35, maybe even older. To any and to all of the young men of this parish, I say this to you. Ask yourself, is the Lord calling me to serve his people? Is the Lord asking me, stand up and be a shepherd in my name to lead the flock to heaven? Because I can tell you this, there is nothing you can do this side of the grave that has such enormous and far-reaching consequences as shepherding the people of God, priesting God's priestly people. Pray and ask the Lord to help you understand what is God asking of you. Not just what could I do with my life, what possibilities are there, what occupations could I give myself to, but ask the question, what is God asking of me? Because he may well, very gently, be saying to you, will you shepherd and guard the faith of my holy people and lead them to paradise? There is the glory of the priesthood. Please pray for vocations. God bless you.